Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Abhineet Shukla with The World News. The headlines. World leaders welcome Hamas' decision to release all hostages held in Gaza and engage with US-led peace proposal. A second US appeals court also rejects Trump's order curtailing birthright citizenship as unconstitutional. Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party leader Sanae Takaichi set to become first woman prime minister of the country. And in cricket, India beat West Indies by an innings and 140 runs in the first test at Ahmedabad. World leaders today welcomed Hamas' decision to release all hostages held in Gaza and its stated willingness to engage with a US-led peace proposal, viewing it as a potential turning point in the ongoing conflict. For details, we have a desk report.
The announcement came in the wake of renewed diplomatic efforts by US President Donald Trump, who earlier in the week unveiled a 20-point peace plan aimed at resolving the war between Israel and Hamas. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer described the move by Hamas as a major step toward ending hostilities. He expressed support for the US initiative and emphasized the importance of implementing the plan to facilitate a ceasefire, enable the return of hostages, and ensure humanitarian aid reaches civilians in Gaza. French President Emmanuel Macron underscored the need for swift action, highlighting that the conditions for a ceasefire and the release of hostages were now within reach. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese also welcomed the development and called on Hamas to fully implement the agreement. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon characterized Hamas' announcement as a positive step and stressed the importance of building on the opportunity it presented. The coordinated response from global leaders signaled renewed international momentum behind diplomatic efforts to end the conflict, which has led to widespread suffering and instability across the region. This is Chirag Jha for World News.
Meanwhile, Gaza's civil defense agency said that 20 people have been killed in Israeli strikes in Gaza over the past 12 hours, despite US President Trump calling on Israel to immediately stop its bombardment. The Israel Defense Forces and Israeli Prime Minister's office both stated today that they were preparing for the first stage of Trump's proposal, which includes the release of hostages still held by Hamas in Gaza. In Ukraine, a Russian drone strike hit a passenger train at a station in Sostka, Ukraine's northern Sumy region, injuring dozens of people, officials said today. Regional governor Oleh Rihorov said the attack hit a train heading from Sostka to the capital Kyiv. He added that medics and rescuers were working on the scene. The head of the local district administration, Oksana Tarasyuk, told Ukraine's public broadcaster that about 30 people were injured by the strike. No fatalities were reported in the immediate aftermath. President Donald Trump's effort to curtail birthright citizenship was declared unconstitutional by a second U.S. appeals court. A three-judge panel of the Boston-based First U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld rulings won by Democratic-led states and immigrant rights advocates that have stopped Trump's executive order. Another appeals court, the San Francisco-based Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, in July similarly upheld a nationwide ruling blocking Trump's order. Trump's order, issued on his first day back in office on January 20th, directs agencies to refuse to recognize the citizenship of U.S.-born children who do not have at least one parent who is an American citizen or lawful permanent resident, also known as a green card holder. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today emphasized the need to further strengthen India-Singapore trade and investment ties for a more balanced, inclusive, and future-ready economic partnership. He made this remark while delivering the keynote address alongside Singapore's Minister of State for Foreign Affairs and Trade and Industry, Gan Seo Hwang, at the India-Singapore at 60, Partnership for Growth and Engagement Business Session held in Singapore. Mr. Goyal highlighted greater collaboration and B2B opportunities between the businesses of both the countries. He commended the transformative progress achieved over the last six decades of diplomatic relations and the promising prospects for deeper bilateral engagement based on trust and mutual respect. On the occasion, Singapore's Foreign Affairs and Trade and Industry Minister Ms. Hwang reaffirmed the close and long-standing relationship between the two nations, underpinned by strong economic and people-to-people ties. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and Bhutan Prime Minister Shering Tobge held discussions encompassing the entire gamut of special and multifaceted bilateral partnership between India and Bhutan in Thimphu yesterday. Embassy of India in Thimphu said in a social media post that the foreign secretary also had an audience with the Bhutan king, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, and called on foreign minister of Bhutan of the neighboring country. The visit was in keeping with the tradition of regular high-level exchanges. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Sanae Takaichi has been elected the leader of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party today. She is set to become the first female prime minister of Japan on the 15th of this month. Japan's former economic security minister Takaichi defeated agriculture minister Shinjiro Koizumi in a runoff, securing 185 votes to Koizumi's 156 after none of the five candidates in the party leadership race secured a majority in the initial round of voting. The leadership election was triggered by the resignation of Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba last month. In Indonesia, the death toll from the collapse of a boarding school in East Java province has risen to 17. According to officials, rescuers battled to recover dozens of students believed still buried under the rubble. Hundreds of students, most of them teenage boys, were inside the Al Khazuni Islamic boarding school in the town of Sidoarjo when it collapsed on Monday. Devastating floods in South Sudan have killed 19 people and affected nearly 640,000 others across 26 counties. According to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, heavy rains have displaced about 1,75,000 people, forcing them to seek shelter on higher ground. In cricket, India defeated the West Indies by an innings and 140 runs in the first test at Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad today, taking a 1-0 lead in the two-match series after a dominant all-round performance. After bowling out the visitors for 162 runs in the first innings, India declared its inning at 448 runs, built on centuries from KL Rahul, Ravindra Jadeja and Dhruv Jurel. The trio helped India gain 286-run lead. The West Indies faltered again in their second innings and were dismissed for 146 runs. Shubman Gill has been appointed as India's new ODI captain, succeeding Rohit Sharma for the upcoming three-match ODI series in Australia. This marks Gill's inaugural series as the captain of the ODI team, following his previous leadership roles in the Test and T20 formats. We have a report from the Sports Desk.
The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has also announced a squad for the subsequent five-match T20 series that will follow the ODIs. Although Rohit has stepped down as captain, he remains part of the ODI squad and rejoins the Indian team alongside veteran batter Virat Kohli. The dynamic pair has not represented India since the Champions Trophy final in March of this year. India's ODI squad for Australia includes Shubman Gill, captain, Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli, Shreyas Iyer as vice-captain, Akshar Patel, KL Rahul as wicket-keeper, Nitish Kumar Reddy, Washington Sundar, Kuldeep Yadav, Harshit Rana, Mohammad Siraj, Arshdeep Singh, Prasidh Krishna, Dhruv Jurel as wicket-keeper and Yashasvi Jaiswal. Komadi Parekh, Sports Desk for World News.
In a historic feat, Project Himank of the Borders Roads Organization, that is BRO, has surpassed its own Guinness World Record by constructing the world's highest motorable road at Migla Pass, 19,400 feet above sea level in Ladakh. And now before we close, here are the headlines of the bulletin. World leaders welcome Hamas' decision to release all hostages held in Gaza and engage with US-led peace proposal. A second U.S. appeals court also rejects Trump's order curtailing birthright citizenship as unconstitutional. Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party leader Sanae Takaichi set to become first woman prime minister of the country. And in cricket, India beat West Indies by an innings and 140 runs in the first test at Ahmedabad. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.